It used to be the theater was all about a play. There were actors, sets, a script, lighting, direction, blocking. Some of that is still true, of course. But these days, the boundaries between concert, cabaret act, play, improvisation, and performance art have become so blurred that it's almost as if you have to look at the venue to even attempt to figure out what you're seeing. And maybe not even then. Over at Berkeley Rep in Berkeley, these lines are being drawn, redrawn, blurred, erased, and then redrawn again in a performance piece titled An Audience with Meow Meow, adapted and directed by Emma Rice, playing through October 19th. And just who is Meow Meow? Artistic director of Berkeley Rep, Tony Taccone.
Meow Meow is a combination of Liza Minnelli and Lucille Ball. If you can put those two people together, you get a real sense of the sort of spectrum of her talent. She's a great comedian, a tremendous singer. She's an internationally renowned cabaret singer. But she's done a lot of theater. She's from Australia. She's created this persona of Meow Meow, which is a very exotic diva, certainly just a character, that she's managed to sort of combine cabaret traditional singing with a kind of comic assault that is both really endearing and a little dangerous. I think she's an extraordinarily talented woman.
The show starts as a parody of a cabaret show and then changes and changes again and then changes yet again. What's consistent throughout is the outsized talent of Meow Meow. As for the play itself,
what we're doing is we're taking the foundation of the work, you know, that she's created over the last 6 or 7 years, and we're making it into a dramatic evening. Emma Rice, who directed The Wild Bride, and Tristan Isolde, you know, our wonderful colleague from Knee-High in England, had a seminal role in doing that. Dramaturg Robert Egan had a seminal role in doing that. So we're structuring an event where you see her persona in a dramatic situation change over the course of the evening. We're basically taking her material and making a play out of it.
And that's the problem. Despite Meow Meow's oversized talents, the vehicle too often loses focus. The turn toward the serious, as the play moves into its last third, doesn't quite make sense. Maybe it isn't supposed to, because that's what avant-garde performance art is all about. But still, it's a head-scratcher. The audience cheers for Meow Meow. Not necessarily for an audience with Meow Meow. The play may die in Berkeley, but for Meow Meow, the sky's the limit, and that is reason enough to see the show. An Audience with Meow Meow plays at Berkeley Rep through October 19th. For more information, you can go to their website, berkeleyrep.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.